The history of our Lord's suffering, the fourth part. Then the band of soldiers and their captain and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him. And they led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. And with him were assembled all the chief priests, the elders, and the scribes. Now Caiaphas was he who gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known to the high priest and went with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door outside. Then that other disciple who was known to the high priest went out and spoke to her who kept the door and brought Peter in. And the servants and officers who had made a fire of coals stood there, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself so that he could see the end. Then the servant girl who kept the door, seeing Peter in the light as he warmed himself, looked intently at him and said, "You also were with Jesus of Nazareth." He denied before all and said, "Woman, I am not. I do not know him. I do not know what you are saying." And he went out on the porch, and a rooster crowed. The high priest then asked Jesus about his disciples and his doctrine. Jesus answered him, "I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in the synagogues and in the temple, where the Jews always meet, and in secret I have said nothing. Why do you ask me? Ask those who hear me what I have said to them. Yes, they know what I said." And when he had said these things, one of the officers who stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, "Do you answer the high priest like that?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why do you strike me?" Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. As Simon Peter stood and warmed himself, another girl saw him, and again began to say to those who were there, "This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth." Then they said to him, "Aren't you one of his disciples?" And another said, "You are also one of them." And he denied again and swore to it and said, "Man, I am not. I do not know the man." And after about the space of 1 hour, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Surely you are also one of them, for you are a Galilean, and your speech betrays you." One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of him whose ear Peter cut off, said, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Then he began to curse and swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed a second time, and the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered Jesus' word, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. Now the chief priests, the elders, and all the council sought false testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none, even though many false witnesses came forward, for their testimony did not agree. But at last, two false witnesses came forward and gave false testimony against him and said, "We heard him say, 'I can and will destroy the temple of God that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands.' And not even then did their testimony agree. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, "Do you answer nothing? What is it these men testify against you?" But Jesus kept silent and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him, saying, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "It is as you said, I am. Hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Look, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think?" And they all condemned him and said, "He is guilty of death." And the men who held Jesus mocked him and spat in his face and beat him. And others blindfolded him and struck him in the face, saying, "Prophesy to us, Christ, who is it that struck you?" And many other things they blasphemously spoke against him. When morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people came together and took counsel concerning Jesus to put him to death. And they led him into their council, saying, "If you are the Christ, tell us." And he said to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I also ask you, you will by no means answer me or let me go. Hereafter the Son of Man will sit on the right hand of the power of God." Then they all said, "Are you then the Son of God?" And he said to them, "You rightly say that I am." And they said, "What further testimony do we need? For we ourselves have heard it from his own mouth." The word of the Lord.